listener production.
Hi, it's Andrew Shaw with the latest. One regional commuter expects his train to be a little busier this week when that $9.20 V-Line fare cap kicks in. Right now, a daily return trip from Traralgon to Melbourne sets you back almost $65. From Shepparton, it's just over $50. We spoke to Paddy Grinlay. He says the savings mean he'll be ditching the car more often.
I wouldn't have been catching the train more than once a week or so, but I think it makes things a lot simpler for now. So I think it'll be my most used form of transport.
Missing mall man John Swati may be the victim of foul play, according to investigators. He was last seen north of Orbost earlier this month, with his dogs found wandering the streets. Police say the disappearance is out of character and are appealing from any information from anyone who may have seen him or saw him in the days leading up to his disappearance. The Supreme Court has ruled the Delburn wind farm in the Strzelecki Ranges is valid and can go ahead. Friends of the Earth Wendy Farmer says she's relieved concerns around the project were found to be invalid.
Well, you know, there is this information that wind farms will hurt you, they will make you sick, you know, you'll get flicker from them, all these different sorts of things that are said. There was a report to actually say there is no evidence that wind farms, you know, and wind turbines do make you sick.
It'll make more than 180 jobs in construction come next year and 20-plus ongoing jobs. And Campaspe Shire Council has agreed to incorporate tourism and amend the proposed rollout time for its economic and tourism development strategy. It will now be handed down in September after being delayed from April. That's due to the floods, with council prioritising recovery activities ahead of tourism. The natural disaster will also alter the nature of the paper when it does come out, with more of an emphasis on the impacts of COVID and the floods. It wasn't until the final 10 minutes of the match that Beaumaris took the win against the Goulburn Valley Suns. The match winner came late in the game in the NPL 3 match, handing the Suns their first loss of the season. Coach Craig Kelly saying they played too much to Beaumaris.